listener production. Giving you the warm and fuzzies just like when your favourite flirty barista draws a love heart on your latte.
Oh, isn't that cute?
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Oh, the Spice Girls making a cheeky little reunion at Victoria Beckham's 50th. Just over the weekend, David Beckham put up some footage of them singing their hit Stop.
Oh.
Stop right now.
Thank you very much. Was it just to the party goers there coming along?
Yeah, it wasn't open to anyone, but they were doing the dance moves and everyone. I think the song was playing on the restaurant speakers and they just decided to get up and do a little bit of the...
spontaneous little performance in a restaurant.
Yeah, bust
sort of
out.
Sort like when you tell certain restaurants it's someone in the dinner party's birthday and all the, you know, waiters come over and sing happy birthday for them.
Exactly. And this one, especially, you'd expect the waiters to be singing happy birthday at this one because it cost approximately $480,000.
What?
The lavish bash, as described by news.com.au. That
How
was
many people
Oswald's.
Were there?
I don't know. But there were people like Tom Cruise and Eva Longoria. So there you go. But look, people are saying, hey, this is the stuff dreams are made of.
Hmm.
I mean, this could be a good sign for, you know, things to come, you know, for maybe an all five of them reunion happening soon. Who knows?
It's a stop sign.
Well, I'd prefer go. Go and start performing worldwide. Let's do it. Oh, speaking of the world of music, actually, there's more developments in one of the most famous beefs that's happened in 2024.
Yes, when you want to hear about rap beef, there's no other podcast to get involved in other than Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Also, Matt O'Kine just delivers one of the all-time smackdowns to a person who really had it coming to them. In an act of bravery, Matt O'Kine, the toughest in the biz, will be...
Yeah, it didn't work out the way I might have thought it was going to, so you'll hear about that. And we are also going to be chatting about when good intentions have cost you, and we have got an absolute cracking story from listener Ben, so please stick around for that. This is going to be a great show. Let's dive right in. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Everyone ready? Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Well, I'm very quickly learning the hierarchy of the bike path, Alex Dyson.
Ooh, yes. Okay. Because you got to get your L plates and read that little booklet and tells you all the rules. But I tell you what, the old bike path is a lot more street, a lot more gangster.
It is absolutely lawless.
If you don't know...
Now you know. Mate, I mean, if you're cruising home on some of the bike paths in Brisbane at 5 o'clock, some of the mixed used bike paths. So we're talking, we got your walkers, your joggers, ooh, your roller skaters. We've got your scooterers.
Got dogs on leads?
Oh, we've got dogs on leads who don't give a damn. They don't give a woof about no one. All right. So I'm cruising along. Anyways, you know, you start like, I mean, I'm pretty... I ding a fair bit, and people sort of get a little bit antsy about the ding. Do you ding?
I'm anti-ding.
Do you not ding?
Hate the ding. I ding when necessary. I'm a situational dinger.
I get my ding out quite a bit. No, sorry, so bad.
But you know, if I can see that there's people need a ding, you ding. But otherwise. A ding to me is more startling and will make people do things that are not predictable, right?
No, see,
if you ding, they sort of go, oh, I'm doing something wrong, and they sort of step to the side. And you're like, no, keep doing what you're doing. I'm just an awareness ding. But like if I ding, I usually like stop, I move to the left. Like if I can predict people walking, there's nothing going on, I don't ding them. I just cruise around the outside.
I mean, sometimes I like if I'm just by myself on my bike and I think I'm in the clear, sometimes I do a little zigzag. You know what I mean? Like I just like go a little bit of a
like a Formula
winding.
One car warming up its tires.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I might be singing to myself, might be doing a little bit of zigzag, sticking my arm and leg out for no reason. Who knows?
There was a guy
doing
that on the way to the studio today on an e-scooter, no helmet, in the bike lane, going the wrong way. And I'm like, mate, just sort your life out.
Bro. Do you know what? This is actually why I bring it up, because there's also the absolute cowboys on the e-scooters,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We need to rebrand these scooter cowboys the way they rebranded King Hits into Coward Punches. Cowboys. What about like, you know, infected heifers?
Mate, I was cruising along, you know, and I was just doing my thing. And this guy on a scooter absolutely screams past me.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and so close as well, like almost brushing my shoulders kind of thing. And I was like, what the hell? In my head, I was like, what the hell? I got so angry. And I watch him zoom up ahead. And then he sort of stops, like quite a fair bit up ahead. And he was sort of doing something with his scooter and everything. And as I was getting closer to him, I thought, you can't just let people do this. You know, like you can't
just let people just get away. I thought about that today as well. Do I say something?
Just get away. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I should just say something. I should just say, you know, something really simple, just like, you know, you should really be a bit more respectful on these paths, or this is a shared space.
That's what these people respect is hey, you saying so a polite plea to their common decency. They've got a real respect for that authority, Matt.
I'm thinking all of these things. Like, what am I going to say? And I've only got a split second to figure out the way that I'm going to politely but firmly express
my disapproval. The amount of times people have got seen the error of their ways when called out like that. Yeah.
So anyways, I'm riding up to this guy. He's fiddling with his scooter, and just as I'm about to say something to him, like I'm like, okay, now's the time. Say something to him. He literally just turns around and stares me dead in the eyes. I haven't even opened my mouth, and he just
And you're
goes,
on your push bike here.
I'm on my push
with
bike.
With your helmet.
Looking at
Do
him.
Do you have the cable ties sticking out of it to stop magpies as well?
I haven't even, I'm just about to maybe open my mouth to say something. This guy just turns around, stares me dead in the eyes and goes, what? You got something to say, mate?
And of course, Matt O'Kai goes, well, yes, actually. That was slightly too fast for this environment.
And I just felt it was a little bit unsafe. I literally just rode straight past him, zipping my little bucket so tight. Right? And then just rode straight past him. And as I'm riding off, he goes, yeah, that's what I thought.
You start pedaling and faster.
I was looking back every 5 seconds. I was like, this guy can't know where I live. I had never backtracked so quickly. Like, totally called my bluff. And I just felt so stupid. But anyways, please, you know, now that I've had a time to really think about what I'd like to say, okay?
Here we go. This will show him. Say what you were going to say right now, Matt O'Kine. Put him in his place.
Just watch how fast you're going, mate. It can be a bit dangerous.
Oh! Shit! Son! God, can we get a body bag over here, please? Damn! This is out of control. R.I.P. in pieces, my man. Matt O'Kine just put you in your place 3 days later.
Alex Dyson and Belinda came home from the shops the other day and pulls out a packet of Twisties. I know. And I was like, and this isn't an ad, by the way. This is just, I was like, I saw them and I was like, welcome home. It's been a while.
Yeah. It's, right? It's almost as if like, you get kidnapped in childhood and the people taking you away from your friends and family are just the thought that you need to be an adult and not eat the things that you loved.
You loved. I know. Like, that's why I've been getting on the Milos again. Like, I'm loving them. I'm like, I don't know why I ever said goodbye to you.
Well, did I tell you I mean, this is sort of just dropping it in the podcast here, some pretty big news, but I tell you, I got engaged the other week.
No.
I put a cheesel on my ring finger. And then ate it off, and it was delicious. My fiance was scrumptiousness.
I I was getting ready to, you know, say I do to the little cheese twisties. I went to go and open the packet and I thought, thanks, Belle. This is so kind of you to have just bought a little snack like this.
Yep.
Straight away she goes, what are you doing? And I was like, well, I'm just getting stuck into a few of these yummy little
twisties.
About to twisties.
Do the twist. Shake it, shake it, shake it.
She goes, don't even think about it.
Oh my God.
Those are for my friend Jazz in the UK. And I was like, oh, what? And she goes, yeah, she's feeling a bit homesick. So I'm buying her some things, you know, from Australia, some snacks that she can't get over there. And I'm like, I'm feeling homesick for Cheezels. Like, come on. Send me some to my mouth right now. So anyways, she buys two packets of twisties and two cherry ripes for her friend over in the UK.
Oh, I thought it was one for her and one for you. You have to buy a decoy to throw in there so to distract you, like a big steak for like a bear in a cartoon. You throw it down there, you can get past.
So anyways, so she goes to the post office, goes to weigh it up, and she's like a few grams over for this like package that she's going to send over to the UK. So the whole parcel ends up costing $30 in postage to send the
$10 of items for $30 of postage.
And there's no leeway in the postage game.
Mm.
It's not like the butchers where they're like, oh, it's just a few grams over, don't worry. You know, they're like, it's like, it is exactly what the rules are. And she went over, and so she's into that next pay bracket. So it costs $30. But so in essence, Belinda's good intentions ended up costing her a little bit more than she was expecting. But the reason why I bring it up is because there's a company in the United States whose good intentions may be costing them even a bit more than you would expect.
Really? What's happened?
Have you heard about Red Lobster, Alex Dyson?
I only know that from like watching American TV, and it's like a punchline sometimes. Yo, meet me down at Red Lobster.
Yeah, it's one of those things I've never eaten at as well, but it always seems to be around. A big popular seafood chain in the States. And they're in a lot of financial trouble, Daiso, because they had a...
They're in the red.
Yeah, they need more lobsters. That's what they need. They need more lobsters in the wallet because they're $11 million down. They had a third quarter loss of $11 million, and it's all thanks to a $20 endless shrimp deal that they put on last summer.
Oh, my God.
Which too many people enjoyed.
If you're going to be putting on endless shrimp, you need to back it up. In fact, we should have learned. There was like American Airlines one time did that, you know, a lifetime first class ticket for about $250,000, and some really rich dude bought it and just flogged it to death. They had to cancel it. It was better copping a fine for false advertising than the amount of air miles this guy was racking up over the years.
So that's it. They had like, I don't know if you ever watched the episode of The Simpsons where Homer goes to the endless seafood deal and just won't stop and puts the company out of business. It's like that. This is like,
really
this is
happens.
Serious stuff. So they're looking into like shredding the leases at some of the restaurants. They're trying to get out of long-term contracts.
Oh no.
They're in serious trouble, and it's all because of endless shrimp. Which I'm just disappointed I didn't get into because I love me a prawn.
Oh, man.
Love me a prawn.
So, wait, old China City Warrnambool. I remember walking in and seeing the chef's knees knocking together when the Dysons hit the old booth down at China City.
You didn't stay for two sessions, did you? If you go from lunch into dinner, you know it's serious business.
When Ian, Catherine and Alex wandered in there, it was a bad day to be a Singapore noodle. I'll just say that. It was a very bad day.
And we've got Ben on the line. Ben, when have good intentions cost you a bit more than they should?
So one time I had a friend and she was admitted into hospital. And then when she was in hospital, she decided to buy some pet rats.
What?
Yeah.
Do you know why she chose rats?
Because I think she just had a one-bedroom apartment and a dog or cat was too big.
Okay. Small cage sort of situation. Yep, sure. Nice tail.
So then she found these rats on Gumtree. And then she asked me, oh.
I'm glad you said Gumtree. rather than found these rats on the street.
Yeah. Okay,
so they're nice domesticated rats here, Ben.
Yeah. they just had these little baby rats that they, it was only like 10 minutes down the road from the hospital. She's like to me, oh, do you want to drive me there, pick them up? And then she said she had a friend who can take care of them, so I didn't have to look after them. I just had to pick them up.
How much is a rat going for these days?
Oh, it was only probably about 10, 20 bucks a rat, I think. Was it
okay. Sure. Okay, so you've sort of got these rats in your care, and then what happens?
Then that's when she was like, oh, yeah, so my friend can't actually take care of them tonight. Can you keep them with you and then bring them back tomorrow?
The rat babysitting for tonight before the other friends takes the rats. Okay, how many rats are we talking here?
It was two.
Two rats.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so then got them to my house, had a little cage for them. Kept them overnight.
So I'm guessing, Ben, you woke up and everything was good to go, and you popped the rats over to your friend at the hospital and said goodbye.
Oh, I wish it was that easy. I was going to drop them off after work.
Mm-hmm.
And after work, when I popped my trunk up, the rats were missing. Couldn't see them at all.
Okay.
But I could still hear them. So
making little squeaks, okay. I assume.
Yeah.
Okay. So how does one find a rat in a car?
I tried, putting out food and then trying to catch it.
Mm.
I almost caught it, but then it bit me. So then I was bleeding. Then I had to talk to my friend, and then we decided, well, if they're not going to come out, we would have to use like a mouse trap or rat poison.
And you've just got to euthanize these rats.
All right. So did you end up getting them out?
Yeah. So by the end, on the third or fourth day, I went to start my car, and then my car wouldn't start. Turns out the rats ate the internal wiring in my car.
Well, that $20 a rat doesn't seem like such a good deal now, man, does it? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then, And yeah, I just had to get towed to the mechanics, and then they somehow got the rats out. And then, yeah, I think they just let it loose.
The rats loose into the world after that.
Just into the local car yard.
Yeah. Cause,
into their natural environment.
Yeah.
Okay, so how much did this set you back? Do you know how much it costs to get the wiring repaired?
I kind of did a dodgy with this as well. So me and the mechanic were in cahoots, and we sort of said, oh, these were like wild rats that somehow snuck into my car and ate the wiring. So we just did insurance job, and we just paid the excess. And then that was about...
Oh, my God.
So it was about $800. So
if you'd been investigated and the investigator came up and said, I'm chewed through by rats, and they just narrowed their eyes at you, and they go, wild rats? And you're like, yeah, that's the one.
Really? Really? Yeah. Explain this packet of kibble in the back of the car.
Why have you got a receipt here for two rats?
I'd burn those Gumtree messages, man. Honestly.
Goodness me. What a saga, Ben. Thank you very much for telling us. And we do hope your friend is all right as well. Did they recover from the hospital stay?
Yeah, they got out a couple of weeks
very
later.
Very nice. Okay. That's good. Well, that's good to hear. Thank you very much. Sounds like a very nice person. And, hopefully you don't have to go through something like that again in the future.
Thank you.
Well, Alex Dyson, a very surprised guest to have on the show, good friend of mine, and actually someone who's been on the show a couple of times was it Sydney's unluckiest man?
Yeah, Dyson may remember. I don't have great luck when it comes to just like living a peaceful life, feeling content.
What did you get? You had COVID and then what?
Yeah, I had two rounds of COVID, and then I got a nice, just to tie a little bow on it, I had chicken pox for the first time as a 27-year-old man. And then last time I scored really cheap flights overseas, and they got through an exploited bug, and they got taken away from me.
That's right. You were telling me that you were so excited to go to Germany, and you're like, man, that was so cheap. It was amazing. And then the line was like, the company was like, no.
Yeah, I just needed a break. Can't even get that.
Right, too cheap.
James helped me out on stage just on the weekend. My show's in Brizzy. Thank you to everyone for coming out. We did a little bit of rapping together. You're a rapper, actually, James, and it sounds a little bit like this, some of your music.
Yeah, eternal sunshine, these memories. Eternal sunshine, these. It's Charlie Kaufman in essence. Charlie Kaufman, eh?
There you go. That's a track called Eternal Sunshine.
Leak 01. That's Leak. Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
That's a very rap name for a song.
Yeah. It was just like a SoundCloud drop. I was just trying to like channel some of that unlucky energy into art.
Any disses in it? Because there's been that Drake stuff going on with Kendrick.
A lot going. No, I don't think anyone wants to see me throw jabs at anyone. They're okay. Just like, shut up and do your stuff in the corner, you know. You're lucky we let you hang out.
But what's happening with Drake? Because we talked about this Kendrick beef that happened last week. Has there been an update?
There has been an update. I don't know if you guys are across this, but Drake kind of uploaded another diss to Kendrick because you guys have covered this, obviously, but Kendrick went at Drake. And he said, it's not Big Three, it's just me.
Yeah.
And then Drake told him to do some push-ups. And there's actually a very nice double entendre there if you want to break that down. But we don't have time for that.
Mate, so he's got to tell me what doing some push-ups means.
Okay, all right.
Pushing up the daisies?
Yeah, well, he's calling Kendrick an extortion baby, saying that, like, you're signed to Top, who's this gangster, and you're splitting your contract with him. So when Top says drop and give me 50 likes on push-ups, he's basically saying go out, make me some money, release the music.
Oh.
And it's Drake telling Kendrick, like, drop the song, where is it, like, let's go.
Okay, so then Drake's decided to up the ante because Kendrick hasn't replied.
He's completely silent.
Okay,
is he sent the double text? You know, when someone doesn't respond, you're like, hey, just following up on this.
Yes, completely, Daiso, but it's cruel, and we're in the future. So what's happened is Drake has written some verses and he's AI'd himself. So he's dissing Kendrick as Tupac. So he's made his voice Tupac, and he's like, Kendrick, we need you. And then, so he's brought Tupac back from the dead. I think, no one cares what I think. I think that's very disrespectful.
That's disrespectful to all, I would say.
It's yucky. It's just a bit yuck. And also, not even that, you know, so he's like, all right, let's get this dead guy on. Kendrick's hero. Let's diss Kendrick from this perspective of the dead guy. He got an alive guy. He went and he got Snoop Dogg as well. He used Snoop Dogg's voice, another West Coast legend. And
Snoop Dogg's permission and vocal chords?
So he did Snoop Dogg AI and Tupac AI.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, so last time Drake had not claimed this track. Is he done it this time?
Yeah. He put it up. He said it's a... And he's basically saying Kendrick's scared to drop a diss around the time that Taylor Swift is dropping the Tortured Poet Department or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's called Taylor Made Freestyle.
Okay. Because, I mean, Taylor did drop that the double album. Have you listened to it?
I chucked it on. I heard the second song. It's obviously not for me. And it's just cannibalizing her drama, which is what we do as artists. The amount of songs I've written about exes, I'm sure it's annoying as hell.
She's getting mocked online because this is just an article I'm reading. I'm a big Taylor fan, by the way, so yeah. I'm not ahead of it to make anyone drop and do fitty. But she's getting brutally trolled, as Daily Mail says it, because there's a lyric about wanting to return to the 1830s, but without all the racists.
That's a lyric.
That is a lyric. She's like, I wish we could go back to the 1830s where everything was, you know, okay, except for the racists.
Cholera. I'd like to go to the bubonic plague.
Oh, man. At that point, just like, just put out 30 songs. Just put out 30. People would love it.
So anyways, look, thank you very much, James, for updating on this endless. Let's hope that there are some survivors.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for helping me out on stage as well. It's a pleasure always
to see you.
Thank you to everyone coming out to the Brisbane shows. And thank you for listening to another Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. We sincerely hope we get to see you same time, same place tomorrow.
Until then, bye-bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.